USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's attack on Ukraine is a threat to international peace and security. The president making that remark during a White House photo op with the president of Colombia on Thursday. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says the Ukrainian people need resources right now and opposes the Biden administration's inability to do so.
Strength is not a provocation. This administration has been a step behind every step of the way, if you will, never quite doing things soon enough.
Major League Baseball will play a full season after owners and players reached an agreement to end the lockout. Once the new CBA is ratified, the season will start April 7th. The new agreement lasts 5 years and will introduce changes such as a universal designated hitter. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States is extending the travel mask mandate by another month. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is developing guidance that will ease the nationwide mask mandate on airplanes, buses, and other mass transit next month. But the existing face covering requirement will be extended through April 18th. The requirement, which is enforced by the Transportation Security Administration, had been set to expire on March 18th, but was extended by a month to allow the Public Safety Health Agency time to develop new and more targeted policies. That requirement extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs.
Debt in America is hitting $65 trillion. The government has the biggest portion of it at more than $28.5 trillion. However, household and business debt are big contributors to that number as well. The Labor Department reporting first-time jobless claims rose to 227,000 last week. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
NASA is continuing missions to help us learn more about the sun. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The sun is getting more active, and two solar missions are poised to capture it all. The Solar Orbiter spacecraft, a joint mission between NASA and the European Space Agency, is gearing up for its closest approach to the sun so far on March 26th. A large solar flare exploded from the sun on March 2nd. The eruption was rated as M-class. That's the fourth strongest type of the five categories measuring solar flare intensity. A burst of this strength can cause brief radio blackouts at the poles and minor radiation storms that might endanger astronauts.
President Biden recently nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court of the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the confirmation process is going well.
Judge Jackson has been meeting with a range of members on the Hill, as you all have seen every day, including members who may not have had any record of voting for nominees of ours in the past.
Former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores is looking for his racial discrimination claims to be heard in court. That's what an attorney for Flores said in a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. The attorney saying the Dolphins want the matter to go into secret arbitration proceedings where the public would lose access to what happens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.